听说训练四，一，听后选择 A， 听对话及对话后的问题，选择正确答案。
Number one, do you think Emily is too young to have a part-time job?
I don't think so. She is already 16 years old.
Question, how old is Emily?Do you think Emily is too young to have a part-time job?
I don't think so. She is already 16 years old.
Question, how old is Emily? Number two, Jim, did you go to watch the scary movie with Nancy yesterday?
No, she and her friend went.But I went to buy some books.
Question, who went to buy books yesterday? Jim, did you go to watch the scary movie with Nancy yesterday?
No, she and her friend went. But I went to buy some books.
Question, who went to buy books yesterday? Number three, look, it's raining heavily, isn't it?
Yes, how nice it is. It's so hot here in summer.
Question, what's the season now? Look, it's raining heavily, isn't it?
Yes, how nice it is. It's so hot here in summer.
Question, what's the season now?
Number four. Lucy, it's 10 o'clock now. You'd better go to bed.
There are only 10 pages left. I will go to sleep in 15 minutes.
Question. When will Lucy go to bed? Lucy, it's 10 o'clock now. You'd better go to bed.
There are only 10 pages left. I will go to sleep in 15 minutes.
Question.When will Lucy go to bed?
Number five. Do you know who wrote this letter?
Yes. His name is Bob, and he studies in number 2 middle school.
Question. What is Bob? Do you know who wrote this letter?
Yes.His name is Bob, and he studies in number 2 middle school.
Question, what is Bob?
B. 听下面一段对话，选择正确答案。
Hello, madam. Did you see the accident clearly?
Yes, I was shopping when the accident happened 2 hours ago.
Please, tell me what happened.
Yes. A young man took an expensive mobile phone away from the shelf and tried to run away. The shopkeeper saw it and tried to stop him.
Then what happened?
The man hit the shopkeeper in the face. When I was calling 119, that man ran away.
Thank you for offering information we need. We are searching for that man now.
You are welcome, sir.
Hello, madam. Did you see the accident clearly?
Yes. I was shopping when the accident happened 2 hours ago.
Please, tell me what happened.
Yes. A young man took an expensive mobile phone away from the shelf and tried to run away. The shopkeeper saw it and tried to stop him.
Then what happened?
The man hit the shopkeeper in the face. When I was calling 119, that man ran away.
Thank you for offering information we need. We are searching for that man now.
You are welcome, sir.
R. 听记转述 A. 听后记录听短文 然后根据表格提示和所听到的内容完成下列各小题。在听该短文前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完该短文后，你将有2分钟的答题时间。请将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
Tom is a schoolboy. This year he got a weekend job for a newspaper company. Every Saturday morning, a truck drops off 4 bags of local newspapers, and Tom must hand out all the newspapers before Saturday night. On rainy days, he should put newspapers in the milk boxes so that they won't get wet. It's heavy work. Tom has to fix a light onto his bike, because he often can't finish the task before night. Each day, he can get $12. Tom is a schoolboy. This year, he got a weekend job for a newspaper company. Every Saturday morning, a truck drops off 4 bags of local newspapers, and Tom must hand out all the newspapers before Saturday night. On rainy days, he should put newspapers in the milk boxes so that they won't get wet. It's heavy work. Tom has to fix a light onto his bike because he often can't finish the task before night. Each day, he can get $12.
B. 听后转述。现在你看到的是上一节记录的信息表。你将第三次听该录音材料，请做好记录。听完后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Tom is a schoolboy. This year he got a weekend job for a newspaper company. Every Saturday morning, a truck drops off 4 bags of local newspapers, and Tom must hand out all the newspapers before Saturday night. On rainy days, he should put newspapers in the milk boxes so that they won't get wet. It's heavy work. Tom has to fix a light onto his bike because he often can't finish the task before night. Each day, he can get $12.
三，模仿朗读，听所给材料的录音，然后模仿朗读并录音。现在，请你用40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完录音后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。然后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。
When it comes to China sports, what is the first word in your mind? I think we can't avoid mentioning table tennis. It is a traditional activity in China. It has brought Chinese people a lot of happiness and a sense of pride, and it has always been one of the favorite sports of the Chinese people. You can see table tennis and its players everywhere. Both elder people and children are able to play it more or less. This is a reason why it is called Chinese National Ball.